joke. I'm your host, Ernest Price, and this is episode number 9. Let's get to it with today's topic. What if Germany never invaded Russia? We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Possible podcast transcript.
What if Germany never invaded Russia? This is a fascinating question that can lead us to explore several scenarios and consequences, some of which may have changed the course of history in significant ways. To answer this question, we need to ask several related questions, such as why did Germany invade Russia? What were the goals and strategies of each side? And what factors affected the outcome of the war between them? One possible answer to why Germany invaded Russia is that Adolf Hitler, the leader of Nazi Germany, saw the Soviet Union as a rival and an ideological threat that needed to be eliminated or subdued. Hitler had written in his book Mein Kampf that he regarded communism as a Jewish conspiracy that aimed to destroy the Aryan race and German culture. He also believed that the conquest of Lebensraum, living space, for the German people required the conquest and colonization of Slavic territories, such as Ukraine and Belarus, which he saw as inferior and suitable for exploitation by German settlers. Moreover, Hitler hoped to secure a strategic advantage by defeating the Soviet Union before it could become fully industrialized and militarized, especially after its dictator Joseph Stalin had purged many of his officers and weakened the Red Army.
However, invading Russia was not a new idea for Germany. In World War I, Germany had fought against Russia and Austria-Hungary in the Eastern Front, and had gained some territories in Poland and the Baltics. Moreover, Germany had signed a non-aggression pact with the Soviet Union in August 1939, which allowed both sides to partition and conquer Poland and its neighbors. This pact, known as the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact, also contained secret protocols that divided Eastern Europe into spheres of influence for Germany and the USSR, and allowed Germany to launch its invasion of Western Europe without worrying about a two-front war.
So, if Germany never invaded Russia, what would have happened to this pact and its consequences? One possibility is that Germany and the USSR would have continued their uneasy alliance, but with more mutual suspicions and tensions. Neither side trusted each other and both had conflicting interests in Eastern Europe, especially after the fall of France and the British evacuation from Dunkirk in June 1940. Germany might have still launched its Operation Barbarossa against Britain, North Africa, and possibly the Middle East, but without committing its main forces to the east. This could have given Germany a larger margin of supplies and troops to face the Allied forces in the west, and might have led to a longer and more costly war of attrition. However, it could also have allowed Britain and the United States to send more aid to the Soviet Union, which was already fighting a hard war against Finland and had lost much of its industry and agricultural capacity to the German advance. This aid could have strengthened the Soviet resistance and morale, and delayed or prevented the capture of Moscow, Leningrad, and Stalingrad, which were crucial cities for the military and symbolic significance.
On the other hand, the Soviet Union might have continued its gradual expansion and influence in Eastern Europe, especially after the end of World War II. The USSR had already annexed parts of Romania, Poland, Finland, and the Baltic states during and after the war, and had imposed pro-Soviet regimes in Bulgaria, Czechoslovakia, Hungary, and Yugoslavia. Without the threat of a German invasion, the USSR might have been less concerned about its western borders and more focused on its southern and eastern ones, where it faced China, Japan, and Mongolia. This could have led to a different Cold War scenario, with the Soviet Union dominating more of Eurasia and competing with China for influence, while the United States focused on containing or balancing both powers. Alternatively, the absence of the Soviet bloc in Eastern Europe could have allowed the emergence of more diverse and democratic regimes, or the revival of pan-European movements that aimed to transcend national boundaries and ideologies.
Of course, these scenarios are only speculative and hypothetical, and we cannot know for sure what would have happened if Germany never invaded Russia. However, they can help us appreciate the complexities and uncertainties of history, and how seemingly small decisions or events can have far-reaching consequences.
Moreover, they can remind us of the importance of learning from history and avoiding the mistakes and tragedies of the past.
If we understand the causes and effects of World War II, and how they shaped our present world, we can strive to build a more peaceful and just future for ourselves and others.
This was What If Germany Never Invaded Russia, by The Joke, and this was episode number 9. My name is Ernest Price, and I hope to see you next time. Until then, stay safe.